The Caribbean island of St. Martin, half Dutch, half French, was one of the hardest hit by Hurricane Irma. Earlier on, there were fights over food and looting. More than a week later, food, fuel, any power are rare. Almost all structures are damaged, no schools. CNN's Clarissa Ward is on St. Martin. Clarissa, the last time we talked to you, you were in a Syrian town, reduced to rubble. Of course, this isn't war. But what do you think when you see St. Martin?
I think what's really striking about St. Martin is, first of all, it seems an incongruous place to see this kind of devastation. We're used to thinking about the Caribbean in the context of this beautiful vacation destination, a paradise for tourists. And so to see this level of damage and destruction, the likes of which, yes, I would say I am more accustomed to seeing in a war zone, it is somehow jarring. It's also jarring, I would say, to see how long it has taken authorities here, and I should emphasize that I'm on the French side of the island. It's really taken a very long time for them to get a basic trickle of aid into the hardest hit areas. Up until just really today, they've been so focused on really just getting out a small amount of rations of food, of getting some drinking water to people. And when you see places where this food and water is being handed out, it's quite chaotic. There's a crush of people clamoring to get their hands on a couple of bottles of drinking water. It's a little upsetting to see that in a place where we traditionally think of it as being a kind of beautiful escape in the Caribbean, in paradise.
Well, it is a French territory, so France, an efficient country, perhaps there was no place to land. But yeah, we're reading accounts of when people are getting these foodstuffs that were on hand handed out. It's things like frozen chicken or a 3-pound bag of mozzarella cheese, you know, and there's nothing, they can't cook, there's nothing to do with it.
I think there is a lot of frustration. If you talk to residents here, they feel very let down by the French. They cannot believe that a week after this hurricane, the French authorities are really still struggling to get this basic aid out, to get running water back up, because that's the real concern right now. People are able to kind of survive on the food that they have, but there is a real concern now about the potential for disease and the potential for some kind of outbreak, but also just these mountains of trash alongside every street. I can't tell you, Robin, this smell, this putrid smell of rotting garbage. And, of course, wherever you have giant piles of rotting garbage, you have rats.
No.
And wherever you have rats, you have disease.
Well, and we know that more people die from a lack of clean drinking water, water for sanitation, than any other thing in a disaster. It's the water that they die from. But we're also reading reports of doctors on the island saying that they doubt the death toll so far. I mean, something like 11. But they feel that there's going to be many, many more, maybe even hundreds, because of the flattening of the island. Is that your sense?
It's so difficult to get a sense of what the reality is on the ground vis-a-vis death tolls, vis-a-vis the situation with injured people. We know that the hospital was evacuated, and every day we have seen ambulances ferrying around the island, taking people, some of whom appear to be in pretty bad shape, to be honest, to the airport to try to get them out to the nearest island, the nearest French island, I should say, which is Guadeloupe. They're being evacuated to that hospital. We don't know exactly how many people were killed in this storm. What I would also say is, whether the death toll is higher or not, one thing is clear. A lot of people are skeptical of what they're hearing because, as I said before, not a lot of trust and definitely some resentment. They're saying, listen, the storm happened a week ago and we knew that Irma was coming for days. How could we be so poorly prepared all this time later?
Questions that have to be answered. Just quickly, though, are you seeing signs of resilience? I mean, how are the people coping?
I mean, I'm really glad you brought that up, because it is the one encouraging thing you do see after natural disasters, and you're definitely seeing it in St. Martin. There is an incredibly strong spirit of resilience, an incredibly strong spirit of community, people banding together. There are lots of different nationalities living here, French on the French side, Dutch on the Dutch side, but also a large amount of Jamaicans, Haitians, people from Puerto Rico, people from all over. And there's a tremendous spirit of unity. We see people out on the streets every day with their bare hands, clearing debris, sweeping up. A lot of the people we asked, you know, are you going to try to evacuate? Are you going to try to go to Guadeloupe? But it's remarkable how many people want to stay here, how many people want to rebuild this island, and how much kindness there is in terms of pooling resources and working together to do the best they can in incredibly trying circumstances.
That's CNN's Clarissa Ward on St. Martin. She's on the French side as we speak. Clarissa, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, tourism officials are hearing from people who still want to come to places like St. Martin. Voluntourism, they want to help. We'll hear about that on Monday.